And coming up is a debate. And here with the KI debate team is Carter Thomas and Chris Brown, here to tell us more about that event and about the organization. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, it's the KI debate team. Is that what it's, what's its official title?
It is the Ketchikan Drama Debate and Forensics Team.
Okay.
And so we have an upcoming meet next weekend that we will be looking for judges and timers to come out for. And if you're interested, we have a whole host of events. We have, obviously, debate, as well as different types of speaking events, with oration, expository, as well as more off-the-cuff speaking and loads of drama pieces if you're interested in that. And you can sign up on the KGBSD website. If you go to activities, you can go to the debate page, and we'll just be looking for what times you're available on Friday or Saturday next weekend, as well as if you're available for training next Wednesday at 5:15 at KI.
How many people do you need? You need quite a few, do you not?
Yeah, we need probably over 80 judges, or depending on how much these people can judge, how long they can judge for.
Right, and if you're not comfortable with judging, we do have timing
slots available, so that's another way you can help out next weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic up properly. We got you, though. I got in there. Okay. Tell us about this organization. How does it work? What are the different elements of it?
So we have regional tournaments about once a month throughout the school year for the first semester anyways. This will be our fourth meet of the year. And so this will be our last meet before we head up to state. So people who qualified for finals during the debate meets or here in Southeast will go up to Anchorage. And we participate with Ketchikan, Juneau, Douglas, Thunder Mountain are combined, Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, Haines, Skagway, all over Southeast. And they'll come together in various different events from debate to speaking to drama.
Yeah, there's really something for everyone. If you're not more into debate, you can do a drama piece or a speech. There's really something for everyone in the group. So.
And just asking specifically here at K-High, what do you do to prepare? Are there group meetings? Are there different clubs? How does it all come
together?
Yeah,
so we actually have a class that we all take, and so we kind of can focus on that resolve for that month. And then after school, kids can meet with the local, I forget her name, but they can meet with her after school and practice their drama pieces. And Miss Elizabeth, I think.
Elizabeth Nelson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Nelson.
Yeah. So we have a class period where students can work on their speeches and drama pieces. And K-High tends to be more focused on the debate part of it, the debate aspect of it. So we spend a lot of our class time researching the resolve. We get a new question that we're supposed to debate about every month. And so we'll spend that class time going over it as a big team and writing our cases out, getting all our evidence, and obviously talking with our coach, David Mitchell, to kind of see his thoughts on it.
As a team, does everyone have a specialty, or you can pick and choose areas, or do you have to be able to do it all?
On our team, it's required that everybody debates. That's kind of just like we require that. Not all schools will do that, so KI makes up a lot of the debaters. But outside of that, we just require that you do at least two other events. So that'll be – usually we'll do extemporaneous speaking, which is where you get your topic, have 20 minutes to prepare with no internet, and then you go speak on it for 2 to 8 minutes. And so everybody will do some form of that, whether it's just a random topic like firefighters or if it's a real question like foreign affairs or domestic affairs. And then everyone will have to do some sort of speech or drama piece up to them. They're very different types.
Is there any kind of warning of what topics you might get? Because there are so many out there. I imagine it's challenging when you have just 20 minutes to prepare on something.
Yeah, it's hard. Our coach just encourages us to read the news and to kind of stay with current events. To be prepared for that, but it's definitely hard to be prepared for every question that might come up.
How big is the K-High debate team, or how many?
I think we have about 20 members. Yeah. So.
Okay, and you say all these different schools are coming to participate in this. About how many students end up coming down here?
We'll get about somewhere between 80 and 100 will come down to compete.
Oh, okay. I thought that was what you – and is that how many judges you need?
Yeah, so we have like
– equal number.
Yeah, the number of judges kind of varies because we'll have like probably 5 or 6 rooms going at a time, and we have events all day.
And people take shifts, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there
yeah.
all day. What is the commitment? What does it take to be a judge?
So we ask that you come to the training on next Wednesday at 5:15, but that's not necessarily required because we'll have opportunities for you to get some more training at the event, but it's nicer if you can show up. However, it's when you sign up for a time slot, you're only really there for 2 hours, and you can sign up for as much as you like. If you'd like to sign up for multiple or one or separate times, it's a 2-hour time commitment at the minimum, depending on what event
you choose to
and
judge.
And so you can choose what you judge, what you feel. Do you have to have, I guess, knowledge of a particular topic to be a judge?
No, you don't. You just kind of go in there and sit and listen, and then at the end you're ultimately going to judge who had won that debate. And each time slot's about 2 hours, but if you're there for a long time or really any amount of time, we do have food and accommodations for the judges. So.
And you have like kind of a score sheet or something that people have to fill out. I did it many, many years ago one time, but...
Yeah, you're provided with a sheet full of all the different criteria that you have to judge, and you'll rank them from like 1 to 5. It's pretty simple, and you add up all the points. And at the end, you'll rank all the students in the room from first to last. And it's really I think it's really fun. I mean, I love watching debates and speeches and drama pieces. And really, there's something for everyone. Like he was saying earlier, like if you're not so sure if you could judge a debate, you know, they're kind of hard to follow and intense topics. You know, sometimes drama pieces are pretty just fun to watch, and they're pretty easy to judge. And really, there's like no matter what your skill level is, like we don't even ask that judges come with prior knowledge, because it's often nicer when they don't, because there's sort of that built-in bias, especially with debate. So it's almost nicer if you come fresh and really have no idea, and you can just be critical.
Is there an age limit on that? I mean, could older teens participate as judges? Who can be judges?
We ask that not high school students do it, but anyone.
Because you probably know each.
Right. Yeah, but anyone outside of that is welcome to judge. So.
Okay. And again, that is coming up. What are those dates again?
So that'll be January 25th and 26th. That's next Friday and Saturday.
And people can observe? Is that something that, you know?
Yeah, we definitely welcome people to come observe. And I mean, definitely we hope that they can come to watch the finals. That's really the big events. And that usually starts at 6 p.m. On the Saturday, so January 26th. We'll have finals where it's the best of the best come, and we have a big debate between the top two teams, and we'll have the best drama pieces, best speeches all happening at once. And we'd love for the community to come out and watch if they're interested.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
I think we're good. All right, well, thank you very much, and good luck getting all this together. We have Chris Brown and Carter Thomas with the Drama Debate and Forensics team from K-High.